And I guess that leads into the CALGB study, and I'd like to get your take on those data that were presented at ASCO.
Yeah, well, it certainly was disappointing to see those curves come together. Yeah, they remained separated, you know, through 2, 3, and 4 years, but came together at the fourth year and finally almost completely together at the fifth year, so that the difference in survival was no longer statistically significant.
And, of course, we're talking about the use of carbotaxol in stage 1B.
That's right. You know, that trial was closed a little early, before its targeted accrual, because the monitoring committee identified a benefit in the survival outcome that seemed to warrant closing that study early. I'm not sure what to think of that study. It could be a problem with numbers, that maybe the study was just too small. It was less than 350 patients in that clinical trial. It could be a problem with stage. Stage 1B patients perform well, by and large. The proportion at risk of developing recurrence is obviously not as high as it is in stage 2A, 2B, 3A lung cancer.
What number would you give, incidentally, for overall for 1B?
Well, the recurrence rate is somewhere in the range of around 40 to 50%. Not more than half of the patients harbor micrometastatic disease. So unfortunately, we're treating everybody to try to benefit only half the patients. So any benefit that is gained in the one half of the patients is diluted by the fact that one half of the patients did not need treatment. So, you know, that further degrades some of the analysis of the outcome. And finally, it does raise the question as to whether or not carboplatin is as good as cisplatin when you're in the curative setting. I personally like carboplatin. I've always been a strong proponent of carboplatin. But now with the lack of evidence supporting its use in the adjuvant setting, I'm using exclusively cisplatin.
So does that mean that prior to ASCO, you were using carbo and you switched?
Oh, yes. I was using carboplatin routinely for when I was in a non-protocol setting as my adjuvant chemotherapy regimen of choice. I was using it combined with Gemzar. My look at the data, looking at some 20 randomized trials, tells me that carboplatin Gemzar is probably as good as cisplatin Gemzar with respect to response and survival outcome in the stage 3B setting. Now, there, of course, have been meta-analyses that have looked at cis versus carbo in the stage 3B4 setting and have suggested that cisplatin may be a little bit better. Now, the majority of studies in those meta-analyses have been taxane studies. So at least I think there is the possibility that Gemzar may interact differently with platinum species and that there may not be the loss of efficacy that we see of carboplatin combined with a taxane when we substitute it for cisplatin combined with Gemzar. That's an open question, however, and remains to be answered.
So your usual current adjuvant regimen is what?
I use primarily cisplatin gemcitabine. I have also used cisplatin vinorelbine.